Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Baheem, G-Mix.
Take off that Gucci, this Louis bag. Break out the Magnum Gold 12 pack. And then I'll lay you down on the back. And get the phone, baby. Bite your bottom lip, that's sexy too. Put your eyes roll back and up. And I'm so hard, like a brick of white. Hard, like a mountain on top. Hard, like a rim shot drum. When you give me some, I'll rock the Marvin and the Barry White. You holler, rock this thing, boy, all night. I'll let you ride it like Ferrari. Got your body soaking wet, sweating like Safari. From sundown till the white turns gray. We say, say, say to the next day, stay. That's how it is. Every time we mingle, I make a queer boyfriend. Tell him that she's single.
Single. Like she's single. Game over, it's a wrap. Bingo. I give her to the end of it. Bring through the love. But you wild open. She'll bring it right back to me. Like she's single. Like she's single. Game over, it's a wrap. Bingo. I give her to the end of it. Bring through the love. But the thing wild open. She'll bring it right back to me. She's holding off a dear life while I'm all up in a paradise. I make her melt like ice cubes. And she's so sexy when she's in the nude. I love it when she do that shit. Oh, my, and I'm calling it. And my name, she be calling it. And I hit it like a hockey stick. Jersey number 69. I'm all of her, she's all of mine. She said, microphone's her favorite song, so I keep it key, put it on, and let her perform. Yeah. She called me Mr. Marathon. Like a distance runner, I perform. Where I trust and taste it, and taste it, yeah. And it's no wonder there's been me.
Welcome to Big Bap and Friends. I am your host, Big Bap. Put the kids to bed tonight. We are officially in Taurus season. If you don't understand what sensuality, romance, caress, we are, understand, we just had Earth Day, Earth Weekend, Arbor Day, all the things that give back to Mother Nature. See, people want to talk about masculine and feminine energy, but we never called him Father Nature. We've always called her Mother Nature. So you can feel some type of way tonight, but we're going to talk to the divine feminine energy tonight. Sir, tuck your ego aside. This is not about you. See, let me explain something. I've been on mental vacation, what I like to call it, where I interact, I look at going on around me, and I give it due diligence, because you have to understand who and what you are dealing with in the times and periods that you have dealt with them in. But see, I have been telling y'all for a long time, I said, come spring season of 2023, I've been saying this since about 2008. Come the spring season of 2023, it's going to be something different. It's going to be something magical, and it's going to be something special. And I have always told you, don't worry about what it looks like when we get there. Just be on the ship when we get there. I am glad that y'all are on the ship as we go there, because we're getting ready to go somewhere special. See, tonight, ma'am, I want you to be uninhibited of all things mentally. Ooh. See, he's not talking to you like that. See, I want you to be free of all things that don't bring you peace. I want you to understand what it feels to bask in the romantic bliss of oneself without having to touch or elevate yourself with anything extra. See, I need you to be in one and in tune with who you are tonight. whether your mind is perky or whether your stuff is just a little bit on the down, I need you to get to that calm place of balance. I need you to understand we don't care about what somebody else did yesterday. We're not looking at who didn't come and help you out today because, see, in this season, everybody is reaping what thou hast sown. So if that message of pain and heartache and trepidation is for you, then you let that message be for you. But the rest of y'all, I like to say welcome to the Big Bap and Friends show. Get undressed because you should be in the mood for this show. Everything about this show is going to be real touchy-feely. Okay? We going to connect today. We're going to become one tonight. You're going to feel everything that we have to give you. So pour you a drink. I'm doing a little juice and a little vodka. It's a real light night tonight. I was going to make a daiquiri, but then I said, nah, I don't want to be too chilly on them. I'm going to just put a couple of cubes in there. If you next to your boo, y'all need to grab up on each other and touch each other. It is okay with a little bit of edge play every now and then. You don't always have to end the night in sex. Sometimes the arousal of almost getting there can be, so satisfying for the next moment. But tonight, we're getting ready to have some fun. Production manager brought a topic to my attention that I want to talk about tonight. So at 10 o'clock, we're going to shift. Ladies, if you want to call in tonight, we're going to have a great session. And this is for the ladies only. So dudes, don't call in here telling me how you feel about this. But we're going to have a topic called Grind My Gears at the 10 o'clock hour. The production manager asked for it, so I'm going to give it to her because she's been wanting to get that off of her spirit, so we're going to let her have that. So at 10 o'clock, if there is something, a topic, anything that dealing with anything, your kids, your relationship, men, dogs, cats, the government, tonight you can call in and tell us what grinds your gears. I'm going to kick it off real quick because I'm going to tell you what grinds my gears. I can deal with almost anything in people. I'm going to get mine off, ladies, because 10 o'clock is y'all, because I know there's some ladies listening, and I know there's some gear grinding that y'all got going on. But what absolutely drives me insane, and I mean, you want to take me from love to I no longer like you as a person, is be a professional walking ice skater. In a lot of the island countries, they call them foot draggers. You know, the ones who buy all the shoes and feet and slides and things just so she can slide her damn feet across the ground. And don't think it's just the ladies that do it, because, sirs, some of y'all fat and lazy too. But can we do one thing in this 2023 and beyond? Can we learn how to walk like normal people? Y'all, let's go ahead and welcome my co-host, y'all's favorite. You know what we do. Y'all go ahead and welcome Miss CJ to the show. Hey, Shawty.
Hey there. Hey.
Oh, she came in like the basket wind, baby. Look at that, just that wind just blowing across the just Midwest as she opened up her face today. What it do, Shawty?
What's a good night.
Ooh, we having a good day. What you sipping on tonight?
Whiskey.
Oh, you're a little spicy tonight. Listen, we done came by the Aries season. You done got some whisk. Who old man you slapping tonight?
I'm not slapping nobody tonight. I'm just trying to chill so I can have a good night's sleep.
But
this
whiskey,
is just a chill and good night's sleep.
Shit, boy, listen. Go.
Isn't
to
that hot tea?
Oh, okay. You see, you ain't say all of that. See, you got to give us the drink. You can't tell us just whiskey. I thought you was over there taking shots of whiskey. I'm like, oh, listen,
oh,
man.
No, I can't just do shots of whiskey. We got to fight somebody at that point.
See, I said what I said. I said we overdoing shots of whiskey. Ma'am, whose old man are you slapping tonight? Because at some point, you're going to have to fist fight somebody. No, that's airy season. Y'all built a little different, Shawty. Y'all built a little different. I ain't mad at you. But Anyways, what you been up to? Tell the people. We ain't talked to you in a minute. What's new in your world?
Working, working, working.
Okay, that sounds like what common folks do. What's been going on in your world, though? I don't care about the work. We're supposed to do that. Come on now, we supposed to do that. What you've been up to? They want to know.
Oh well,
listen.
Since we last spoke, you know, I had a birthday and whatnot.
Okay,
and,
happy birthday. So what'd you do for your birthday? What'd you do for your birthday?
Me and my best friend went to Austin, Texas.
Okay.
And turned up in Austin, Texas. And we visited Sixth Street, and we went to a wine fest.
I know you had to hit that legendary Sixth Street now. I know you.
Yes. They owe me nothing, and I owe them nothing.
You know,
we had a great time.
I tell people all the time, man, don't stay in your home city all your life. Go some places and see some other stuff. Like, the world is the same but different all over the world. And you should really, you know, you should really get to enjoy that. Like, listen, in 2023, CJ, I'm going to do all my grind my gears before we get to the top of the hour because y'all going to have the top of the hour. Well, grind my gears, people talking about they went on vacation and went to their grandma's house. Bitch, that's not a vacation. You went to a semi-family reunion. That wasn't a vacation. That's not the same.
It's not the same.
When you go on your first vacation, when you go to a resort that's all inclusive and everything is and you're pampered and everything that you need to get done just shows up at your door. The only thing that you have to do is wake up, use the bathroom, brush your teeth, wash your funky booty, and go around and then just live for an entire day or weekend. That's a vacation. Between why y'all come back looking like y'all just died from work and then all the other cultures come back looking refreshed on Monday. They went on vacation. You went to your grandma's house. Not the same.
Not even close.
So CJ, let's tell them. Expand your horizons. You ain't got to go far. You can do a stay vacation. You can do a next county over vacation.
Yes, those are the best.
You know, but do something different. Like, again, not for all y'all bitches that think every time y'all go get on a plane somewhere, it's a flex. It is not. Trust me, it is not. Y'all are not flexing because y'all are traveling Spirit Airlines. I promise you, I can show you some differences. I'm going to have to get some stuff off my chest because I've really paid attention to social media for like a couple of years because everybody told me I needed to sit down, so I sat down for a long time. And so I got to get the stuff y'all made me look at over these last couple of years. Baby, let me tell y'all are something serious. Y'all, listen, y'all are flexing about being able to travel. And I'm like, that is cute. If your life is set up to where you can travel, that is cute. But stop treating people like they ain't, like they don't live up or quantify to you because you travel. Because you got a passport. Because I do it, make me better than you mentality. I'm going to tell you, going in this season, I will dismiss the fuck out of you and never speak to you again on that type of energy. Because stop being so fucking proud of everything. Some things don't require a fucking participation trophy. Some things, guys, we got to learn to just give back to the next person. Teach the next person how to do that. If you're dealing with a person that never had a passport, bitch, take them through the process of getting a passport. Show them something. That's a flex to me. You want to talk to me about people who are a flex? People that are a flex to me are people who actually take the time to teach somebody something fucking different. We cannot continue to be focused on flex. My focus is Black Wall Street. CJ, we talked about this when I first met, did I not?
We did.
And I said, if we can learn how to tie everything that we have to ourselves, to our community, to those around us, we can become wealthy. And we can do things beyond measure that no one's ever talked about. Y'all know why we haven't been able to do that recently? There's a word that everybody keeps forgetting that's in that conversation, and it's at the very beginning. And that word is we. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. CJ, we got more to talk about, boo.
Okay.
Just to get my attention, spend a note and a drink. When we made our connection, she nodded and winked. On this note it said, it's about time we get together. Let's dance now, hook up later, we can do whatever. She had confidence, it's all part of the game. To her, who I'm with, don't really mean a thing. She knew what I liked, and now I'm thirsty for more, baby. Since you would take me right, how you working your body? Oh, baby, don't make me do it. Oh, baby, do it. Oh, baby, you got my attention, what you gonna do with it? Baby, turn around, stick it out, I wanna see it.
She
made
the first move,
oh, baby. I'm feeling a little picture, don't know who's watching. Getting big,
into me, and I can't stop it.
You're making it hard for me to stay,
hard
to walk away,
hard.
I don't want to play no more,
hard.
Oh, I can't take it, baby. You got me, baby.
Said you
were sexual, riding for body, body.
Because, like, one of the things that people don't understand is that man has always given his flowers where they are due. And that shout-out that he gave Queen Latifah, if you have not seen it, it is worth the price of admission. That man really and truly gave her flowers this over the last few days at doing his residency thing in Vegas. And if you haven't seen Usher perform, I would highly recommend it. It's worth this money. Like, first off, y'all need to understand, not everybody gets to do a residency tour in Vegas. Like, that is a big thing as an entertainer, as an icon. And so just to be able to get that honor, that is an amazing thing. So I wanted to definitely give him his flowers. But for Black History is World History, I wanted to do something a little different today. So hear me out. It played in my mind today. I have been walking and thinking about how I wanted to do this. So, CJ, you want to play along with me today on this one?
Okay, sure.
Okay, cool. So this is what I came up with for Black History's World History. And production manager, if you didn't fall asleep because, you know, I get to making you sleepy when you like my happy voice. we are going to celebrate tonight, since we're talking about Earth Day and nature and women and whatever, we're gonna honor the matriarchal lineage of our families. So as far back as you can remember. So for me, mine comes on my mother's side that I reach back the furthest. And so, and that would be my great-grandmother, Bookie Locklear, and then my grandmother, Lena Graham. And that's where I want to focus at. I want to focus on grandmothers and great-grandmothers and grandmothers adjacent. So if you don't know what a grandmother adjacent is, a grandmother adjacent is like your cousin's grandma that you love, but she ain't technically your blood, but you'll beat up everybody over her more probably than your own cousin. So like church grandmothers, somebody who you probably spent most of your life at their house. So those are the people that we're going to honor today. So I'm going to start with the first one, and I'm going to start with the most important one, which is the matriarchal woman of my family on my mom's side, which is Bookie Locklear. And for her, the words that I want to give for her is that is the first woman who taught me how to be in business. Like she, you know, when everybody talks about the blueprint of what business looked like, for me, it's Bookie Locklear. She was the epitome of running a successful family business. All right, CJ, who you got on your side? Where do you start at?
The furthest back I can go would be my great grandmother on my mother's side. Her name was Ruthie Mae Gilliam. She passed when I was little, but I remember eating Fig Newtons with her. That's my memory.
That is the great thing about older people, man. It's a something that you just always remember. With my great-grandmother, it was walking and education. And I think that's why I like to walk and teach, because she wasn't a sit-down type of woman. Never owned a car a day in her life, but she was a goer. She get her walking stick, and she was gone. And you better keep up, because she's not waiting on you. Listen, I was a little boy. You better run. I think that's also what got me into running. Like you, because as a little boy, you got to run. Man, old people be moving. They quick. They swift. All right. So moving forward, then we have I have two grandmothers that I celebrate on my mom's side. So that's my mom's mom, and then also my mom's dad's wife. Because both of them are significantly important. My grandmother taught me how to be tough-skinned, how to knuckle them up. Hey, I don't give a damn. You better not come in here with no whooped ass. That's all I know. And then my grandma Bonnie, she showed me what patience personified looked like understanding your mate, strengths and weaknesses, and increasing their strengths while slowly over time helping them understand and create better opportunities out of their weaknesses. I just watched her do that so effortlessly with people. And if I didn't take anything, and she's still alive to this day, both of them are still alive to this day, but if I didn't take anything from anyone else, that was probably the greatest virtue that I ever got from someone, was just what peace, harmony, love from a I don't need anything from you standpoint looks like. It was a beautiful thing. All right, your turn, ma'am. Who you got?
Ooh, the grandma level? There's three.
Yeah, grandma level.
I have...
Grandma level.
Okay, there's three. I have... Jean Evelyn Reynolds, I have Joan Bishop, and I have Peggy Lee Gibson Holmes.
Ooh, well, listen, you know, all the family names matter. Look, she didn't just get a last name, she gave the lineage last name in that order. Understand all those matters. All that matter, boo.
J. Evelyn, that's my Nana, gave me like reading and like writing. She was really, really big on reading and words and knowledge and education. That was her thing. Gigi gave me etiquette. Joan Bishop, that's my Gigi. That's my mother's best friend, but that's like my grandma. She gave me etiquette and poise. And Peggy Lee, that's my granny on my daddy's side. She gave me food.
Hey, that's food is important.
Yeah.
Food is delicious.
Food
Okay, see, now you got me excited. Okay, so we got to do Grandma Jason now. So, for my Grandma Jason, there are there's a lot of people I could put on that list, but the most influential for me is going to be my grandma Nanny. My cousin Mike, my cousin Mike's grandma, and oh God, dang it, I can't even think of her dang old name. Oh my God. Anywho, okay, even though some of these are technically grandma cousins, I'm just okay. So my grandma Nanny is the one who taught me how to garden and how to cook. So that's the person. If you want to tribute anything that I cook to, 90% of my recipes are hers. And she hand taught them to me. That's why when people be asking me, how do you know how to make so much? She didn't give me a measurement recipe book. Like I'm literally getting ready to teach Elizabeth and then create a recipe book out of it because I haven't been able, I'm going to have to teach her how to make it because there's certain ways of things that the measurements doesn't matter. It's a taste. It's a texture. It's a look. It's a feel. So that's Grandma Nanny. My cousin Mike's grandma, that's just where I was, you know, there's always that grandma or cousin or family member that everybody go to school from that address.
That's
it's one in every family. Yeah, that's the granny. So that's my cousin Mike grandma house. So, and the reason why I say my cousin Mike, because like that's also the house where multiple different levels of family members stand there. So you got older grandpa that got the room up front. Don't nobody go in there but just to take him his food and stuff like that. Then, you know, you got the crackhead cousin that's in the back that, you know, that be there every 6 to 9 months, you know, in between jail stints. And, you know, just different stuff. Like, that's the house that everything kind of centralizes from. So that's my cousin Mike, man. And it was the greatest. Those were the greatest childhood experiences. That's how I learned how to fight. I learned how to backflip. I learned boxing. We did track and field. Everybody that was on my football team came out of that neighborhood. So, like, that was, like, the neighborhood that really taught me how to live. But that was at my cousin's grandma's house. And then my favorite grandma, because she was the penny candy lady. That's the one I cannot think of her damn name right now. And Tiffany, when she hear this, she gonna cuss me out because one of my best friends literally lived next door to my grandma adjacent, and I can't even think of her name right now. So, but those are my grandmas. What's your grandma adjacent list?
Grandma adjacent. I don't really have no grandma. Ooh. You know what? I just lied to you. Grandma Potts, my friend Demetra out in California, her grandma her grandma lives in Colorado, and we went out there a couple of times, and I stayed with them. Grandma Potts, if anybody mess with her, I'll mess them up. She showed me, just different stuff as far as, like, family and structure and what that looks like on a different level.
Listen, I knew you could play this game with me tonight.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Wolfgang. I surprised myself.
I knew you would do fine with this one, because this one was an easy one. Like, I knew you was gonna be ready for this one. All right, y'all, we are going to. I was trying to decide, do I keep the tempo slow tonight or do I pick it up a little bit? Because I'm torn between two songs. So you tell me what tempo you want, and that'll tell me what song I play next.
I'm in a very chill mood. That's the wrong thing to ask me.
Okay, then we're going with this song then. I'm glad you said that, because if you know me, this is my absolute number one song of all time. There is absolutely no song that you can find that will go above this song. There's no artist that you will find that will supersede this song. All right? So we will be right back after this very, very intense commercial break.
I didn't notice you there, and I knew you didn't know me. So we'll remain pacified until the next time we speak. I hope that I can make you mine for the love. Feels your heart, and once your beauty is mine, I swear we will never be apart.
Walks by me every day, and love all the same.
Oh,
yes, oh, 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 oh,
Didn't take much time to think about, but I didn't want to move too fast. Cause I knew that when I saw you again, that I wouldn't want to let you pass. My eyes I've seen the glory and the charming of your smile. What will it if you ever come round again? Please stay for
I'm
advantage of when that song come on. I can get taken advantage of when that song comes. Like, there's something about that song. It melted me to my, like, whew, like, because it's like, first of all, everybody should know what movie that song was in, first off. But it's just like that perfect moment of seeing that right woman that you love and capturing her in her fullness. Like, I'm telling you, y'all, like, fellas, y'all got to learn to fall back in love with women. Like, I know we like women. Like, I know we like parts of women, but we got to fall back in love with our black. Like, one of the things that I feel like if we're going to recapture the black movement, the spiritual movement, one of the things that I feel like we need to pull back in is like that part of the 70s and the 80s where we truly like loved our black sister, where we, I mean, truly uplifted her, like literally put her on our fucking shoulders and carried her through whatever. Like, we got to get back to that type of love. And don't get me wrong, like, and I need y'all to understand, I am not saying anything against my brethren who do this, because I'm a part of y'all. I understand the movement. I understand my place. I understand our role in society. But black men, we have to get back into queendom, all right? This next segment is one of my favorite segments. We're getting ready to get into it real quick. And it is called What Day It Is. And it is brought to you by Tailored Services Co. If you would like to have all types of wonderful services brought to you, whether it be fingerprinting, background checks, your analysis, employment verification, drug screenings, bios, document creations, notary services, and more, you can visit www.tailoredservices.us. Click on Contact Us if you don't see the service up there specifically that you need, and we will tailor a service and an invoice directly to you for what you need. And that's tailoredservices.us. Tailor like the suit, services like the best. All right, CJ, let's get into this. You know how we do. It is What Day It Is. You ready? You ready to play, Shawty?
Let's do it.
Okay, today is April the 2-3. 2-3 on the April is the day. We have National Lost Dog Awareness Day. So, hey, if y'all lost your dog, sometimes those are men too. If you've lost your dog, today is National Lost Dog. Go retrieve your puppy. Okay? He out there just roaming in the streets, just doing what he wanted to do. It's then got warm. He forgot to come home a little bit. Bitch, get up in the morning, call the police so you can find your puppy, your animal control, or the other bitch. Whichever one of these apply to you, just find your puppy in the morning, okay? So National Talk Like Shakespeare Day. I will not fuck around and play with the Shakespearean tales of niggerdom, because y'all get real ignorant with that shit. So if you got some experience memes and shit that you've been holding on to, today is one day like none other to put that on the social media platforms. Today is also Take a Chance Day. You know what? That's crazy. I'm gonna tell you why that's crazy. It's because a friend of mine called me today. Actually reached out to me, and we had a very beautiful conversation. Funniest thing is, it's the person me and you just recently talked about. We're going to talk about that later on too, CJ. Also, today is National Picnic Day. I think down in West Palm Beach, the Palm Beach area, I think they had R&B picnic. I think up here in Tallahassee, I think they had a picnic event as well this past weekend as well. So, you always miss the good stuff. But, yeah, get out and support your local events, your local economy. Just make sure that it's people doing things in your community. One of the things that I notice about a lot of these events is we're supporting events and a lot of these resources are not coming, making their way back into our communities. I'm gonna need y'all to be a little bit more prudent about what y'all give y'all resources to, and make sure that those resources are returning action into the community, not just your dollars going out, but no real action getting done in your community. Yeah, I don't know how I got on that National Picnic Day, but that's all good. Today is also National Cherry Cheesecake. I'm cool with the cherries as long as you make them strawberries. We good over here. I mean, I'll eat it if forced to, but, you know, you can just give me the no-topping cheesecake, and I'm fine with that as well. But today is National Cherry Cheesecake Day, but cheesecake is my favorite dessert. I'm just going to tell you, just leave the cherry off. Now, if you're creative and you want to put the cherry juices through it and do all that, that's fine. I'm okay with that. But if you're going to put that layer of just cherry on the top, just keep it. I'm good. I like the cheesecake by itself. It goes down very nice. I promise you. All my real cheesecake lovers will tell you, bitch, we really don't need nothing on the top. That was extra.
That is extra.
Ooh, one of my favorite days. Tomorrow, y'all. Tomorrow is National Bucket List Day. Production manager, please make sure we have a post up about bucket list. CJ, what's up? Give me something that's currently on your bucket list. I know you got something.
Yeah, it's a long list.
Hello, just give me one thing off. I know you got one thing on there to jump off, like boom.
I want to go on the zip lining.
Ooh, you want to go zip lining. Okay. I know a couple of crazy people that'll go with you. I'll be there as a safety. I did all the stuff I was going to do in the military. We're good. I'm safe on that. Tomorrow is also National Pigs in a Blanket Day. Yeah, if you're going to do that, here's the thing about that, though. If you're going to do that, one thing that I tell people, learn how to make it yourself. So learn how to, you know, grind up your own meat and make your own sausage or dog or whatever you're going to do out of that. And then also learn how to make your own dough. So that way when you make everything, you know what's in it, you know what's healthy or not. We have to get away from eating a lot of pre-processed foods. And then the 25th, that's what, Tuesday? Ooh, Tuesday. We are coming to play. It is National Hug a Plumber Day, baby. Go find somebody who lay pipe Tuesday and give them a hug. What is this? I have not seen these. The production manager sent these to me right before the show started. I am new to these, just like y'all are. I had no idea what we were getting ourselves into. All right. Ooh, and then follow it up by National DNA Day. So, baby, y'all got two good days. You're going to hug the plumber, but just make sure you get the DNA package to make sure that that's his baby when we're done. All right. Tomorrow, the 25th is also National Zucchini Bread Day. So if you know how to make zucchini bread, and it's very delicious if you've never had it, it's a really, really good bread. That's on Tuesday. It is also National East Meets West Day. She gave me all the information on that, but I'm not going to read it because I really don't care. The 25th is also National Telephone Day. So if you have a telephone, tell your phone Happy It Day, I guess. I don't know how that works. Tuesday is also National Libraries Workers Day. If you've never snuck and did it in the library, you haven't lived. You got to try some different stuff. You gotta live a little bit. It is time for us to take.
Aww, you need to go see Walter.
Ooh, okay. We need to take a quick commercial break, guys. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
See, I've been watching this for a while, a lot of stuff. I don't know if I can do it too for the night. I bet I don't cry, baby, baby. There is only one for me, baby.
Tomorrow. See, these is real birthdays. I know who he is. He He look, listen. He said been an uncle for a minute. He done taught us some shit. Like he showed y'all some stuff. On the 24th, we also got Reagan Gomez Preston. I didn't know she was older than me. I always thought I was older than her. She carried herself like an older person for quite some time. Elise Perry's birthday is also tomorrow. Derek Luke's birthday is also tomorrow. And then on the 25th, on great, ooh, Tuesday come in with a bang. We start off with the legendary and the great Ella Fitzgerald. I just, ooh, that voice something serious. Gina Torres. Listen, I have to skip her because I get all of my feelings about her. Like, ooh, I love me some her. Gina Torres's birthday is also on Tuesday. And then on Tuesday, we have the big fundamental out of the what's he from, the Bahamas? Tim Duncan. Good old Tim Duncan. I think he's Bahamian. He one of them islands down there. Yeah, shout out to all of them. Happy birthday as we move into Taurus season. Also, guys, there will be no Wednesday show because I will be on vacation the rest of this week coming up because – y'all know we're getting ready to celebrate my birthday. Ooh, we finna celebrate my birthday. Cha-cha-cha, we gonna celebrate my birthday. Cha-cha-cha. Virgin Islands, yeah, that's where he from. Listen, I knew it was one of them islands down there. He from an island, Virgin Islands. You know, ain't nobody on that bitch ever probably been a virgin because, you know, island people nasty. Listen, American people, let me explain something to y'all. Don't go to any area in the United States that hammers across that southern border, especially if it get hot as, listen, because the hotter it get, the more clothes you got to take off. Because don't nobody want to be in those hot places with that much. Y'all think it's hot in North Carolina until you go to South Florida, till you go to Dubai, till you go to Africa. And then when you go to Australia, when you go to places that get true, just otherworldly heat, like when you go look at the map and you be like go open up the Earth map and just put in 7 hottest areas in the world, and then you go realize that what you're complaining about is piss on an elephant's back. It doesn't happen often unless it's a giraffe or something bigger. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not that big of a deal. But listen, don't nobody want to be in none of these hot, sticky, muggy, dry places and have a bunch of clothes on. Like, sometimes you just need to let the breeze come across. You need to just go jump in some water. So, like, who goes and takes a shower and directly wants to put on clothes? Like, most, again, we're going to have a conversation y'all ain't ready for, so we're going to go ahead and get back to the proceedings. Okay, guys, if you want to call in for our next topic and you have something for Grind Your Gears, you can definitely reach out to us. So I'm going to go ahead and give you all the ways you can reach out. We're going to start with you can reach out through Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok account. All of those should be DJ's Roundtable. If you've been following us long enough, you know how it's spelled. You know what it looks like. Now, we do have a rogue page on Facebook because somebody spooked our DJ's Roundtable. So if it's an OD-looking green one, that's not ours. Ours is a very vibrant color one. All right. You can also reach out directly to the production manager if you have her information. If you have my information, you can reach out directly to me. You can reach out directly to CJ if you have her information, and we can read yours directly live over there. If you would like to call in to give your what grinds your gears, the telephone number is 319-527-6703. That, again, it is 319-527-6703. I'm going to give it to you one more again. 319-527-6703. And call in, tell us what grinds your gears, what's been bothering you, things you don't like. What, you know, this is your free opportunity to get something off your chest. and then we can move right along, because after you get done with stuff like that, you're supposed to throw that stuff away and move forward and move on. And we're going to do this next little segment brought to you by Tailored Healing. Y'all, we as a community have to understand that we heal a little bit different than other people. For us, most of the time, we need to express ourselves. You cannot continue to talk about going anywhere in life and everything is everybody else's problem. You have to learn how to deal with you. You have to be accountable for you. You have to look you in the face and say, you know what, dumb bitch, you are not your best friend's best friend, right? And if you don't get that statement, then, bitch, you ain't been your best friend in a long time. It's time to reconnect with some things. We are losing ourselves to so many things, not realizing that we have to learn how. If you are not happy with who you are and where you are in life, at some point you have to stop looking at others and you have to point that finger squarely where it needs to be at. And that's in all things. Everything can be better. I just literally had a conversation earlier today, and I was telling somebody, comfortability is where complacent goes to stay. But it's also your burial ground, because complacency is stagnation, and stagnation is death. In order to get better, sometimes constructive criticism is necessary to get better. And constructive criticism sometimes starts with ourselves. It is not always somebody else's job to check us to make sure that we get right. You okay over there, CJ? Did I do something? I did it.
No.
Did I do it?
Mm-mm.
I did it. All right, y'all. So since we talked about, you know, all types of stuff, I'm gonna put on again. You might want if you got panties, you might want to make sure they're not touching nothing, because you might get a little affected with the next song. But we're gonna take a quick commercial break. I'm torn which one I want to play. Ah, dang. All right, CJ, A, B, or C? It's three of them. So A, B, or C?
C.
Damn it! Why did I know you was gonna pick C? All right, here we go. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Tonight, couldn't wait to get with you, 'cause you've been a journey on. I had to do it, babe, but I knew that you were wrong. Don't stop, love is feeling good to me. You have it all. I'm giving to me, babe, 'cause I know you like.
You know.
catch a couple of words in there, but it grinds your gears that when a guy does what on a date?
When you're on, like, touchy-kissies, like, during a movie.
Oh, the ill-advised unwanted physical contact on date one.
Yes.
Got you. So listen, guys, listen. I can't, I'm not going to tell the women some secrets that I know, but, sir, there are some very, very, because ladies, y'all have, again, I was blessed to grow up around a bunch of females when I was young, so I got to hear some things that y'all say for sure. Guys, let me understand. Let me help y'all understand. There are some guaranteed signs that if a woman wants your attention, they will, there's just certain signs that they want certain things. And the craziest part is they will never tell you, but their best friend will. They best go ask their female best friend, well, girl, did you try to such and such? Because they got moves they done practice too. Like, don't think that we the only person that be on dates trying shit. They do too.
Hey,
I ain't tell everybody secrets. Listen, I ain't tell everybody secrets because I didn't get specific about it. I gave them just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It's like a little, you know, it's like a little role player. Here's the car, mile marker 7. Like, we both do certain things similar, guys. But I need y'all to understand, women have a whole different mindset when they do it versus dudes who have their own mindset. And it's interesting because a lot of times we'll get to the same end point having very different vehicles to get there. So, and that being said, like, guys, if she's not giving the clear, and then at the end of the day, sir, let me say this for ladies, if there is a dude sitting next to you, just like put this on loud, take the things off out your ears, so whatever, just so they can hear this statement, because this is gonna bless a few men's souls, especially if these are single men that you're trying to help them get into a relationship, sir. There is nothing more sexier to a woman than a guy who will walk into a fucking room, have an actual, honest, and earnest conversation, and both of y'all walk away learning something about each other.
Preach.
Like, she just might want to give you the draws just because of what she learned about you, because she might see you in a different light. Now, some of y'all, them draws will get tighter. She might want to look for an extra couple of layers because you might scare and creep the fuck out of her. That you need to work on you and your delivery and all that other stuff. That ain't got nothing to do with me. I coach teaching how to communicate and how to talk. Some of y'all, what y'all say, scared. Listen, I have read some of y'all texts, sirs. Whew, scare me. And I can pretty much listen. Whew, y'all can be quite aggressive. But learn how to communicate. Learn how to talk to a woman and interact with a woman. And if she's giving you the signs, you listen. You know when, sir, grab her hand. If her kitten start purring, she'll damn near jump out of skin. But you don't gotta. You don't listen. But you ain't gotta. You ain't gotta go extra. You ain't gotta start touching and kissing and feeling and groping. Cause if she's not there and she's
to the movie, can we get past 5 minutes? Like, please.
Man, I just want to touch you, squeeze you. Oh, listen, you. I told you this a long time ago. I said you have a euphoric way about you, and here's the craziest part about you. Your energy is off-putting to a lot of females because what they don't even realize about you is you're not looking for the attention that's coming at you. But at the same time, people have to understand. And it's funny because even when me and, you know, my wife was first courting each other, one of the things I used to always tell her is you have to understand that every person comes with their own level of attractiveness in other people. And so you can't control how another person does something. Like if you wake up in the morning and that person says, oh, good morning, beautiful, and then you like, hey, good morning, handsome, and then you get a dick pic. You can't control him. The only thing that you can now do is decide how you respond. Do you respond back in positivity? Do you tell him you want to suck it, you want to ride it? Do you block him? Do you? That is the only thing that you have control over. It is how you respond. The problem is everybody gets mad when you respond to unwarranted interaction with your response. But here's the craziest part that I tell people. Sirs, you might get a better response if you actually tell her you just want your dick sucked. I'm not saying that every female out there is a dick sucker, but she may be in a mood. She may have literally just woke up that morning and been like, you know what? I'm just interested in sucking some dick today. You know, God, I would be highly satisfied if you just place a penis in front of me. There are people out there who actually wake up in the morning and have those thoughts. Now, I'm not calling nobody no hoe or no slut. I don't know y'all individually and or collectively. I'm just saying those thoughts cross people's mind. How y'all think kids got here? Ain't no kid ever been born from not having some type of form of sexual activity. But it has to be discussed. It has to be desired. It has to be wanted. Favorite line is, favorite T.I. quote, never be a rape. If she say let her go, I'ma let her be. Sir, stop touching women unwarranted. It's creepy and it's scary. Listen, you'll know when they want you to touch you. They will literally be, about text. You know what? I'm gonna be nice tonight. We're gonna get ready for our next commercial break. TJ, all right, we have two choices. I'm gonna give you what? We just gonna go with B, huh?
Whatever it is.
What if I didn't want to go with B?
Well, what do you want to go with?
I'm saying what if I didn't want to go with B? Okay, so here's why I said it's funny, right? Okay, so A and B, I said okay. So A was one song and B was the other song, and I said okay. I said she probably gonna go with A, so this is the song I want to go with. B is what I really wanted to play coming out of the topic. So I'm just like, okay. Because I just tried to mix it up. I was like, okay, I'm going to mix it up and see if she still end up coming to the song that I really wanted to play. And you made it back again to the song that I really was going to play. So at the end of the day, we are in the same spirit. We're in the same vein. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Turn me up a little bit more. Yeah. I'll probably even tell you you're beautiful if it can talk to you. I mean, if there was no expiration date on the battery. Look, I've never been a hater, it's never been in my nature enough. But listen. I'm gonna hook you up, cause
pop, pop, don't say you miss you. Don't have lips to kiss you. Don't have hands to give your way. Tell you how could you take it. Pop, pop, can't serve you breakfast in bed.
Oh no.
Can't save your body. Above your feet. He can't compete for my love. Coming over.
You need that real type of love. Oh, 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 yeah. Baby, do it.
I want to turn you up.
Your body needs a deep love.
Come down there.
Way to God, please. See, Bob can't kiss no time.
No.
Bob can't share your morning ride. Bob can't stay this long.
I know you think that you can take Bob anywhere, but Bob can't crush your skin, help you stretch and bend. And if you ask all your girlfriends, I'm sure you'll agree that Bob don't talk dirty to you.
trouble with you. Might as well get all dirty with you.
Might as well turn it around and make the bed bounce, 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 bounce.
Like yeah, I do. You need that real kind of love.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't be duplicated. Can't be duplicated.
Your body needs to be alive.
People pull my body.
Way to God, baby.
That you suck myself in time.
I can't get so tired.
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 I can't get so tired. Oh, yeah.
See, I told you, you play too much, ma'am. You can't be playing all this stuff. We're about to have, we're going to have Big Bappin' Friends episode of Child Named 9 Months From Now Syndrome. I'm fucking with you. Like, fucking with you, okay?
I'm sorry.
Like, how, when did y'all get pregnant? During commercial break, bitch, what? he just slid it in real quick. Like, what the fuck is y'all talking about? And listen, you know, that's the funniest thing. Like, when you actually can have conversations and people do not have absolutely no idea what the fuck y'all talking about and you are using regular words right the fuck in front of them, that is my absolute most favorite thing to do. Like, And I love it because I have a wife who's that petty too, so she like doing dumb shit like that with me. So, like, cause you gotta have some petty in you. Like, you gotta have a shade of 50 Cent in you, just a little bit. Like, you know, if you're not a little petty, if everything about you is all the way wholesome all the time, I don't like you. I don't trust you. It scared me a little bit. All right, y'all. So we didn't get any call-ins on the last segment, so we're going to go ahead and keep it moving right along tonight. So to do Black People is Dope, and so Black People is Dope has to be a living person. And so, CJ, we both are going to pick, since we're doing, and this is, I guess, getting ready for the theme of Mother's Day that's getting ready to come right around the corner real quick. I want to do a theme of a, and it doesn't necessarily have to be your mom, but I want you to pick a woman who absolutely means the world to you. Like, and again, I don't, matter of fact, let's not pick your mother, but I want you to pick a woman that absolutely means the world. So it could have been somebody that you named earlier. It could be an aunt. It can be a best friend's mom. It can be whoever you want this person to be. But I want you to pick someone that means absolutely just the world to you. And I am going to, and I, it's funny because I was kind of torn between, I was torn between several people as I was making this list out in my head. And I'm going to pick two people. And they're kind of the same person, but they're different people at the same time. They have the same lineage. They're the oldest female born of their lineage of the years that they were born. They are just very strong and unique personalities, but they have very, very similar traits. And that is my older sister, Cheryl Baptiste, and my older sister-in-law, Shanae Berry. They are the epitome of what big sisters should be. Like, I will beat the fuck out you if I have to. And even if you do win, then I'll probably shoot you. So you're still going to die. But they are dependable. They are loyal to their siblings. They are open-minded. They are understood. But they have this very weird, uncanny ability to listen, to learn, to grow, to overcome. And a lot of people lack the fortitude to overcome. In order to get past some things, you have to go through, you have to actually go through it. You know, a lot of people choose to go through life, even their own life, from a sideline and give people control and decisions over it. And them two are not so much like that. They're going to go grab it by the ball, even if they're failed. If their failures are epic, I mean, shit. I mean, even when they fail big. Like, it's like, whew, you know, you probably should, you know, that shouldn't have been the outcome of that, but we're just happy that you're here and we're just going to keep going. And I've learned so much from being around my older sister and learning a lot about my wife's oldest sister. So shout out to just having, you know, because not every, listen, y'all, not everybody in your family can be dope. There are some people in your family that you are going to absolutely just fucking hate. And that's okay, too. Like, you don't have to like everybody. Listen, if nobody's ever told you this before, let me be the first to tell you this. You don't have to like everybody in your fucking family. It's okay to have an opinion about who the fuck you like and don't. And if you don't like them, it's okay to tell them and everybody else around you, I don't like that person, especially if you have kids. Stop forcing these kids to like people that they don't like. There's a reason why they don't like them. They, just because they can't necessarily put their finger on it don't mean the reason wrong. Some shit come out later in the wash, as grandma used to say. So, anywho. Sorry. I told you, I'm heavy on the grandma spirits. All them heifers got up this morning was talking to me. Like, I done cleaned so much shit this weekend. They spirits have been all in my face. So that it was this show, and this weekend was just perfect. So anyway, CJ, I did mine. Who do you have? What do you have on the batter's list for tonight?
As you were talking, what you were saying kind of reminded me of two very beautiful individuals. The first being my sister-in-law, Katrina. The second being my best friend, Unique. Those two are extremely strong and courageous. And they overcome so much. They don't give up. Beautiful to watch.
You know, it's funny, I'm sitting here, and it's funny as you were talking. I want to give a shout-out. Shout-out to the female truck drivers out there. I was watching a video of one of my homegirls recently. She's a truck driver, a big red truck driver, and she was somewhere where it was just raining. And, you know, I know all truck drivers all do the same thing, but, again, we're talking about ladies tonight, but truck drivers go through some extreme and adverse conditions to be able to get these supplies and materials and parts and cars and all the different shits that we use around the United States. Like, they are literally the backbone of that, these things happening for us. So shout out to our truck drivers. I know there was some striking going on before, but I hope they're getting their due pay. I hope the laws that they wanted to get put on the books that protected them and gave them a little bit more rights was taken care of and provided for them, because they do a lot, man. And just thankful for all the ones that I've known, because it is a thankless and often lonely position, because people forget about you while you're out there on that road. Until they get a bill due, and then they can remember you. Johnny, you know, we forgot to pay our phone bills this month. You bitch, don't you got a job too? Anyway, you know, I got to be petty. I can't end everything on a completely serious note. All right, y'all, we're gonna take a quick commercial break. Do I even give you an option, or do I just go with my first mind? Really sure? Okay. Well, we went with A, so here's what A is. We'll be right back after this next commercial break.
Hey,
God has chosen. That's all I know. Never meant to complicate your life. For the matters of the heart, nothing in trouble of emotion. One thing to want somebody, another thing to need somebody, and another thing to love somebody. My situation is all those that are there.
Thursday, starting in May, remember, May is in this season of shows. So we will be wrapping up this season come May. You will see some links come out over the summer. Those will all be test and pilot shows because we will be introducing some new formats when we come back in August and or September. We're waiting on two final contracts to take place, and then we will know what we will be looking like when we come back in the fall season to start. I think that's season 8 of this current production company. So season 8. For those of you, we will also be celebrating this upcoming we've been doing this now since 2008, so I think this is year 15 that we've been doing this version of Big Bap and Friends and all of that good stuff. So just shout out. If you want to go see some crazy shows and hear some crazy shows, search us on iTunes if you have iTunes. Some of those earlier shows in 2013 and 12, 14 and 15 on iTunes is over there. Spotify, of course, has all of our current 7 seasons. And there's different stuff out there, so definitely go out there and support. But thank you guys for everything that you have been doing. We will be starting to do live shows. And by, if not the next season, the season after, we will be recording live shows with video. That's the natural progression of things and where they're going. So if you want to be a part of that, please make sure you reach out so you can be a part of that. Make sure you reach out for sponsorships, vendorships. There's lots of opportunities out there. I don't want to tell you how to run your business, grow your business, do what you do, but, you know, CJ will tell you what we do over here is proven and successful, and I want to make sure that we can help you. If you are looking for help, we want to help you, and I understand help. The word is help. Like, in order to get help, you got to go seek the resource, and then you either got to do something or you got to pay for something to get the resource. If they're giving it to you for free, they usually make you do all the work. If you're paying for something, then they do the work to do it for you and show you how to set it up. So understand the difference. If you want free, I'm going to tell you where to go. If you want to pay for it, then we'll help you. That's just in our community, we just believe that everything is free and there's no such thing as free. My grandma said that a long time ago. All right, so that's the housekeeping on that side of it. Again, sponsorships, memberships, all different types of things out there that you can get involved in. Again, you can reach out to djsroundtable19@gmail.com. I know that's the email address for any of that. You can reach out to the production manager. You can reach out through all of the Facebook links and everything like that, Instagram, TikTok. I don't even know whatever the fuck else she got back there. But all of y'all who follow, who are listening, y'all know how to reach us. We have those ways are still available to you. I said this before, and I mean this. I am going to be on a campaign over the summer to start a male healing virtual therapy group. And this is not just where you're going to go and cry and complain and vent. We're going to do shadow work. We're going to do all types of things, and we're going to have some licensed coaches and some licensed therapists that are going to get involved in this process. So, gentlemen, it's time for y'all to deal with the shit that y'all need to deal with. So the ladies have been asking to do this, so I'm going to be doing this. So if you got a man in your life who needs mentorship, coaching, advice, help, I am launching that. So if y'all can't keep coming to me with the problems, send me them so we can get them help so that way they can be better productive men and they can work on the issues that y'all feel like are issues, because y'all already know I tell y'all directly about y'all issues anyway. I mean, it ain't a woman in my life that don't get to hear the truth from me, because y'all give it to me and I love y'all for it. So, CJ, we had our favorite part of the day, and y'all know what that is. That is word of the day. So, CJ, I know you got one because we ain't did a show in a minute, so I know you got probably about 3 or 4 you done wrote down. So you had to, you've been, because I know you, you write, you're a writer like me. You like to jot little notes down and be like, oh, I can use that over there. Ooh. And so now you probably, we ain't did so many shows. You probably got about 3-4 of them things in a row. So give me your best one. I don't want all of them tonight. We can use those on some other shows when we come back. So give me your best one that you wrote down in the past couple of weeks.
Okay, this one, because it's personal for me, tired, learn to rest, not quit.
Ooh, that, somebody listen, come on somebody in the back. Read that one more again, because they need to hear that. They need to, and we're going to break that one down real quick. Say that one more time.
If you get tired, learn to rest, not quit.
Rest. Listen to what she said. Rest. Rest is a recovery period. Rest is to go let your body heal, to renew, to regenerate. Quitting is to cease all activity, is to no longer do what it is that you were doing. Listen, in order to get to where you're trying to get to in life, you have to endure some things. People be wanting to be successful, but you don't want to endure what is required to be successful. People want riches, but you don't want to endure what it requires to have riches. People want vanity, but you don't want to go through what it requires to have vanity. Like, whatever it is that you're wishing for or praying for, stop looking at the end result and look at the lessons of the people who had and what they had to go through to get there. They say the road to success is paved by many tears. Okay. My quote of the day, or word of the day, or thought of the day is a little bit different. And I didn't want to have a quote. I wanted to have a direct conversation. So if you're listening and you're a woman, my quote of the day or statement of the day is directed at you. It is for you. It is love. It is pure energy, but it is something that I've seen, and it's something that I've noticed. Ladies, get your feminine energy and urge and edge back. Stop letting people tell you that it's not okay to be soft. It's not okay to be ladylike, that it's not okay that you can't be proposed to, that he can't pump your gas, that he can't open your door, that... Get your feminine energy back. A man that loves you will cater to you. If you want to see a successful relationship and you want to go see people happy, go look at the men who've been married to women or been in long-term relationships with that one woman, and you will see he caters to her. He will damn near do 95 on I-95 in the middle of rush hour traffic to make sure that what she needs to get done is done. It's okay to reclaim your feminine energy. Ladies, you don't have to knuck and buck just to get his attention. Sometimes, yeah, you got to hit him in the head with a skillet. We stupid. But it's nothing wrong with being a lady. There's nothing wrong with being a debutante. There's nothing wrong with having diva-ish mentalities every now and then, because sometimes y'all can get a little bit too extra, and so we have to bring y'all back into. Okay. Sometimes we just want y'all to come grab us and cuddle. Sometimes we want y'all to put on our sweatpants and come get on the couch and just lay up under us and watch TV with us. Ladies, it's okay to be a little bit feminine. It's okay to drop your guard just a little bit. Remember, they say watch as well as pray. Some men are actually still looking for ladies. Find you a man that is looking for a lady, if that's what you see yourself as. You can't attract what you want doing what you used to do. Because what you used to do got you what you used to have. You have to look at yourself in a different light if you're trying to go after something different. All right. I love y'all. I'll holler. I don't even have a song to take us out, CJ. So I don't even know what I'm supposed to do over here. So I'm going to let y'all go with A, B, or C for the win on what's going to take us out.
C for the win.
C for the win. Ooh-wee. All right. Well, y'all, I didn't do this on purpose, but this is C for the win. This is an old school fuck song ear festival. Like, listen, this is all through. So, I love y'all. Y'all have a great night. Happy birthday, Mazel Tov. Turn up for your boy. I'll holler.
I know I be playing, but that was kind of bullshit. I'm a grown-ass man. That I love the fuck. Then I hit it from the back. I put your ass in the book. Screaming, loaded, what's up?
Stop. Fuck.